We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a press conference coming up from Ms. Jacqueline Hotard, Parish President of St. John the Baptist Parish. Right now we go to Mayor of Gretna, Ms. Belinda Constant. Good morning, Belinda. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Look, real quick, you brought up the St. Joseph Living Center, and then Latterbloom and Lynn Bloom came on and responded, but you really were on top of this before Jefferson Parish or Orleans Parish or before it even came up. So what is going on now at that St. Joseph Living Center in terms of elderly people, power, et cetera?
Okay, so we had evacuated about 25 of the people that were left in the apartment, and about 20 more chose to stay. So we had a local facility, a local church, that committed to feeding them until the power came back on. Their power came back on about 3 days ago. They got power back. So we have about 20 seniors that are still in the facility. Their family is aware that they're there, so they're getting some assistance from family as well as this local ministry that has embedded themselves there for and committed to feeding them.
I was talking to Kristen Palmer yesterday. She said this is something she's going to look at. I brought up your name. Is this something that you're going to look at parish-wide, statewide, just in the city of Gretna? A little loophole or something there that – go ahead.
No, this is something, and I know Kristen Palmer's all over it too, because I think it's unfortunate that management companies that declare publicly that their facility is for seniors – you must be 60 plus to be able to move in. And so I think we're looking at doing something statewide. I've been dealing with St. Joseph Apartments since 2005. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new to me or the chief or anybody else that's been in elected office since Katrina. We had the same issues. We have the same issues every time the power goes out. We have
Belinda,
the same issues.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the clock. I just want to get this in.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to be fair to anybody. I'm not trying to criticize anybody. But the bottom line is Ladder and Bloom didn't do anything that the Archdiocese didn't do with their facilities, or the Archdiocese didn't do anything that Ladder and Bloom didn't do, right? They both took the angle of, you know what, well, it's just an apartment. We're just renting it, correct?
I'm not sure who owned or managed the facility back in 2005.
No, I'm talking about today with the facilities that the Archdiocese owned, but you don't have to go down that road if you're not interested in it or if you don't have time.
I don't know anything about other facilities or how they're managed. I only know about this.
Let's talk about Gretna. What's new in Gretna? Power, Terrytown? I know it's not Gretna, but what are you hearing?
Okay, so I'm excited to say that yesterday we were 100% energized. However, I want to make the statement that once we were energized, we had some issues sporadic that are being worked on today. But most of our customers, as we speak, are fully energized. So we are excited that Entergy did meet the goal that they promised September 8th, which was yesterday. And as I said, we had some sporadic. So as everything came up, we've had some sporadic problems, and that is being addressed today by Entergy.
I'm sorry to give you the quick pitch, Belinda. Maybe you can come on another time when we have more time. I didn't mean to do that to you. I appreciate your time. I really do. When it comes to businesses that are powered in Gretna, is it up to them now if they want to open up?
Yes, they're welcome to open up, and most of them are open. Lots of people are here in the city, and life is looking really good.
Amen. Thank you, Belinda Constant, Mayor Gretna.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.